What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for joining me on another one of my video on demand series sponsored by Jock Market. This one is the top five values for the American Express and for our first field event of the year last week in Sony Open. If you watched this video and did some of the plays here, we did pretty well for you, nailing down Russell Henley, who came in second, and a couple of other good finishes. We'll try to keep the momentum going here this week at the American Express, the first stateside full event of the year. A little bit of a weird one, which we will certainly get into in a second. I want to make sure you guys like and subscribe to our channel, though. We're coming out with video on demand series, live shows all the time. Best way to get notified about those is to like and subscribe to our channel. Of course, if you agree with some of these plays or even disagree, leave your comments in the notes below and I'll come back and check them in a little bit or a couple of days and see what you guys think. So let's dive right into our top values here for the American Express. And we're going to start with somebody who was on my sleepers list last week, and he probably could have been there again. But this week, with so much power up top, and I say so much power, really two guys, John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay, if you want to play them both together, which I do in certain situations, you're going to need at least one, if not two guys below 6,000. I'm sorry, below 7,000. There's not a possibility of getting a guy below 6,000. Doesn't exist. A guy below 7,000 certainly does. I'm going to start off with Sihi Fagala. So the 48th place finish last week that we got at Wailea Country Club, his first time going there, doesn't really give us all that we'd want per se to roster a guy here this week at the American Express, but saw enough out of him where I think this week the ball striking should improve. Last week we got by on our short game. That's what we've seen from Fagala in the past in his brief history here on tour. He's got a great short game, can get really hot with the putter. He's very good around the green as well. And with such small greens here this week, I really feel like we've got another opportunity to get a guy at 6,700 that I think ultimately settles more in the middle sevens to high sevens. I believe he's a long-term PGA Tour player. Let's see if he proves me right this week with a top 10. Speaking of top 10s or top 15s, Hayden Buckley in his short career is first on the PGA Tour. Same with Fagala, by the way. First on the PGA Tour, so we don't have strokes gains numbers quite yet. I typically go over those. Buckley, same thing. Buckley coming in at 7,200 on DraftKings, just 8,400 on FanDuel. And when this guy makes a cut, he is making it worth his while. He's got three top 15s in his short career, a couple of top 10s. And playing good golf, playing very good golf. Now, when we look at the stats from last week, we said he'd be gained through the bag. We absolutely love that. I talk about that so much. So that say one part of his game goes awry, he's got the rest of his game to bring him up. It's not just a reliance on one specific stat to make his money. Buckley has shown that he's got a good average throughout the pack. So let's stay with that form here this week at just 7,200. Play a lot of Hayden Buckley. Okay, third guy I want to talk about, Harold Varner III. He is on my short list of golfers that I expect to get his first PGA Tour victory this year, him and Maverick McNealy. McNealy played last week and played okay, couldn't get his putter going. The other one, Scottie Scheffler, who is also here this week. So for Varner, coming in at 7,600 this week, 9,500 on FanDuel. Not that great on FanDuel, pretty expensive. Look at his course history, though. Missed cut last year, wasn't playing good, but came in 18th the year before that. So certainly knows his way around this golf course. Did not play in either event in Hawaii this year. Staying home with his newborn child, spending some time with him instead of making him travel all the way out to Hawaii, which it is pretty far, especially from the East Coast. I know Varner lives over in North Carolina, so it is quite a track. Now, when we look at Varner's strokes gain ranks, how he gets things done. Well, off the tee, 86 last year, not bad. 28 on the approach, 40 around the green, and 92 putting. He's got that, I'll say, Eric Van Rooyen type of strokes gain profile where he's not great at anything, although his approaches certainly were his best in his career last year. But he's also not terribly bad at anything either. So like Harold Varner, 7,600 is a really quality price. Okay, fourth value on the board I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about in concurrent with our sponsor, Jock Market, of the show. It's Patrick Reed. Now, Patrick Reed coming in at 8,500 on DraftKings is a great value, especially compared to his FanDuel price of 10,800. And another way that you can jump on, say, a lower owned or not thought about Patrick Reed is Jock Market. You don't know about them, they turn fantasy sports into a stock market exchange. Now, I love that, obviously, coming from the world of finance myself and the world of stocks and equities. You get to make money every minute, every second of every hour that your event is going on. You get to buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money. And get this, we've got two great deals for you. First, if you use promo code AWESOMO, you're going to get up to $50 deposit bonus, number one. And number two, there's a first market guarantee. So Jock Market will refund any losses in your first NFL or NBA market up to $100. They offer PGA, they offer NHL. So many great sports going on right now in the world. Of course, MLB will be back before you know it. Spring training and such. So what you're going to do is you're going to use the pregame IPO to pick up shares of your favorite players, and then you can buy, sell, or hold them during the game. Check out Jock Market and download in the App Store or Google Play today. All right, now finishing on Patrick Reed. Came in 15th out at the Tournament of Champions. Played pretty good. Obviously had that big time double pneumonia scare. Didn't think he was going to survive. Very scary, but seems like he's back now. He played pretty good out there in the Tournament of Champions. Not bad. So at 8,500, you know, you see guys like Seamus Power, don't get me wrong, playing fantastic golf. But long term, can we really expect some of these guys to be priced higher than Patrick Reed, Masters champion? I don't think so. I think it's a good value spot here this week. He is a former winner of the event, but is coming in off of back-to-back missed cuts here. So let's see if this year he can turn the tides. All right, last value on the board. If you follow me on Twitter, at DFSGolfer23, my first golf tweet of the week was John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay are underpriced by $1,000 from DraftKings. That's truly how I feel here. John coming in at 11,900, Cantlay coming in at 10,900. For guys that are both single digits to win this golf tournament, Rahm should be 12,000 and Cantlay should be 11,700, 11,800. Basically about $1,000 underpriced is the way I feel. So when you go and now look at it, if you don't want to stack them together, just play them one equal. You can get guys that are in the mid sevens to fill out your board. Certainly you could go down to Thagala, as we already talked about, and build a great balanced lineup with one of these two. So I'm going to go with Rahm here just to, as a click. Again, I like Patrick Cantlay just as much at this price. So let's talk about Rahm. Course history first. 2 years ago, Cantlay came in second last year. You can see kind of why I'm going at it. Recent form, Rahm should have won the Tournament of Champions, had one of the best scores ever to par on the PGA Tour in a PGA Tour event. Came in second to Cam Smith. You got to love the form coming in. Look at the strokes gain rank. Also, Cantlay came in the top 10. Look at strokes gain rank. Second off the tee last year, seventh on the approach. Unbelievably good numbers. Throw in top 50 putting and 64th around the green, and you can see why he won so many times last year. So use Rahm, use Cantlay, use them together if you really want. I think it's a little bold, but given the fact that, and this is what I'm going to bring up, it is a three-round event, meaning you will get a guaranteed three rounds, one on each golf course being shown here. The top 65 in ties will play on Sunday. So even if you get a guy that scores really well in the first three rounds, but say has a double bogey to knock him out, still have a chance to cash pretty well, if not win a contest with just three rounds in your lineup this week. So Cantlay, Rahm, love both of them. The others, Thagala, Buckley, Farner, and Reed. That'll do it for my top five values here for the American Express. Of course, stay tuned. I'm going to give you my top five sleepers based on Awesomo.com ownership projections. And of course, join Ben Raz and I. Today is Tuesday. I'm doing this in the morning, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to give our PGA DFS strategy. I'm going to see and ask Ben some poignant questions, see if he is going to be stacking Rahm and Cantlay or wants to go elsewhere. So until then, if you can't make it for 1 o'clock, join us on the playback. Also, 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Wednesday, Eric Lundquist and Ben Raza taking live before lock, taking your questions, giving you make the cuts, and so much more. So until next week, everybody, we're going to the Farmers down in San Diego. Good luck this week. We'll see you then. Cheers.